But let's get out to the Band of Brothers hotline and bring in our special guest for the 6:30 segment. He's the voice of BYU baseball, Brent Norton. Brent, how you living?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good,
especially after beating Utes last night. That's always good.
Always feels good. I'll tell you what else feels good is when I sit down on my portable seat that turns into a picnic table that I purchased online. It's a great invention, Brent. I told Cameron all about it. He wants to buy one, too.
I do. How can I get one? This sounds like an awesome.
Well, unfortunately, you should have called me before you went online. Cameron, you get a hold of me. Those guys have my number. We'll arrange to get you one.
Okay.
What is it called again, Brent?
It's called a convertibench.
Convertibench.
Yeah, you Google that. Yeah. We'll get you hooked up. Brent.
Okay.
Last night, big win for the Cougs. Colton Shaver hitting two home runs. Did this come out of nowhere from Colton? I mean, has he always had this much power? Or did he just get hot?
You know, the guy's a beast. I mean, 6 foot, 235 pounds. He hit 27 home runs in his high school career. Now, you think about it, most high school teams play maybe 20, 25 games a year. And the guy just has incredible bat speed. When he plays anybody from the state of Utah, he's hit four now against the Utes. He's hit, I think, three against UVU. So 7 of his 8 home runs have come against, you know, the local competition. But he is a special kid. Had a chance to interview him last night on the air in the post game, and real bright for a freshman, good kid, and just a ton of talent. And Cougar fans, I'll tell you, he had a home run last night. I don't know if I've ever seen a longer one hit in Pro Bowl. I think it cleared campus drive over the left field wall because it never bounced.
Wow.
I think it hit on the grass on the other side of campus drive. And he's a talented kid and came up with a big three-run shot when they needed it. And the Cougars kind of battled back there at the end. And Utes having a hard time throwing strikes there in the eighth inning and walked three guys. And Cougars took advantage of it and got the win. So it was a good win for BYU. They're just one game under .500 now. And with a big series coming up this weekend with San Francisco.
What's San Francisco's record right now, and what makes them so good?
You know, they are 14-4 in the conference. Now, this is a team that was picked 8th preseason in the conference. They were, at one time this year, they were 0-10, lost their first 10. They were 1-13. And since that time, I think they're now 22-18. I mean, they've won 22 of their last 27, 28. And have some good pitching, nothing super overpowering, but just on a roll right now. And went down to San Diego last week and swept the Toreros, who just beat up on us in San Diego. So it's going to be a great series. Hopefully the weather's going to be good and we get some good crowds out. And last night was great environment out there with just about 1,900 people and a lot of fun. So if you're a baseball fan and want to come see some good baseball, this would be a good weekend to come and do it.
Yeah,
in Provo.
Record-setting crowd yesterday, almost 2,000 attendees. Was it loud?
Yep.
How was it?
It was loud. I mean, you know, it's the first time I can remember, and I've been doing this a long time, where two outs, bottom of the ninth, everybody stood up and was clapping. You know, you see that at Major League Parks, night in, night out. So Cougar fans came out last night, and I think it was one of the big reasons the Cougars were able to come back and get that win.
How has the pitching been in the last few games? What's the rotation looking like right now?
You know, right now, Colton Mahoney's the number one guy. He's been a little bit up and down. When he's on, he's dynamic. Brandon Kinzer is a senior, came in and pitched one inning last night, threw about 12, 13 pitches, was hitting about 92. And then I can't remember his last name right now. Anyway, he's been the closer for BYU. He did get the save last night, and he's been fantastic. A transfer from Gonzaga. I think we talked about him the last time we were on at Loyola a couple of weeks ago. He got a
Rucker.
Win and a save.
Is it Michael Rucker?
Rucker, right, Mike Rucker. And he's just a sophomore. Maybe the most dynamic arm in the conference. Really, really strong. He's been as high as 97 this year with his fastball. And they'll have those two guys going. Then if they can kind of get through the first two without using Rucker too much, I think they'll start him in game 3. Jeff Barker, who used to be the third game starter, has had an injury down in his arm. Not sure exactly what it is, but they shut him down for this weekend at least. So they're a little thin in the pitching core, but the guys that have got out there have given them some good efforts. And so, again, looking forward to a great series this weekend.
Is this a young team, would you say? I'm looking at the roster, and as far as contributors are concerned, I mean, how many of them are juniors and seniors, and how many contributors are you seeing come onto the field? You know, like last night, you have a freshman hitting two home runs. Is that kind of the future of this program, relying on these young guys?
Yeah, it's a pretty good mix. You know, they've got Hayden Nielsen at shortstop that's a junior, upperclassman, so he's got a year left. They've got Dylan Robinson and Eric Urey, who are both seniors. And they're both having fantastic years this year. Tanner Chauncey, starting second baseman, is a sophomore. Brendan Lund, leadoff hitter, is a sophomore. So they've got a lot of youth, and that's kind of what you want to do in college baseball, just kind of mix it and get some upperclassmen with leadership. And then, of course, I don't think I've been on since they've signed Kyle Dean, the big heralded prospect out of San Diego, And he's a program changer, that kind of kid. And they've signed 10 other kids besides him for next year. And I know Mike Littlewood very, very happy with the quality of kid they've got coming in. So I think it's going to be a pretty young team next year. They're going to have to replace some, you know, Kinzer will be gone. He's a senior. Barker will be gone. He's a senior. So they're going to have some kids step up on the mound. But it's been a good mix this year. You know, guys that have come in and done a nice job, and they've had a couple injuries, so they'll get those kids back next year and save a year of eligibility. Hayden Rogers being the lefty that they'd really counted on that had some labrum issues, and so he's redshirting this year, and he'll be back next year.
Brent, let's talk about Kyle Dean. His uncle is actually a good friend of mine, works with me, so I obviously know a lot about this kid. When you say a program changer, I mean, those are some strong words. What does he really bring, and how is he going to change that program?
You know, I got that. That's a direct quote from Coach Littlewood. And I met Kyle in San Diego earlier this year. He came to a couple of the games, and then he came to the fireside on Sunday night. Had a chance to talk with him a little bit. Very mature kid, not only physically, but also, you know, able to communicate. Very, very impressive. And anytime you play on some of the teams that he's played on, the USA baseball teams, and traveled the world, I mean, the experience that he brings with him just helps your program. It gives you a credibility immediately. And, 6'3", 220, I mean, just a prototypical type 5-tool guy that can really play the game. And a very confident kid, as you would expect. And I think those are the kind of kids BYU is looking for right now. So, He really is a program type changing kid. Not only in the way he plays on the field, but other kids seeing a kid that of that quality come into BYU, I think that helps recruiting too.
What round do BYU fans want him to get drafted then? I mean, you know what I mean? Because he's been slated at anywhere from like first to like third round. Right. But every time we talk about him, when anyone has an opinion on this kid, they say he's a 5-tool player. 6'3", 220 pounds. He hits for power. He gets on base. He's got a great eye. He's got speed. He can steal bases. He can pretty much do everything. And then I'm looking over at like a Jacob Hanneman, who has, you know, different build, but also referenced as a 5-tool player. And he got some money, and he's like, man, this is life changing. So what is technically life changing for Kyle Dean?
You know, I don't know. It's kind of a personal choice, and I've seen kids come and go, and so much of it depends on how signable they are as to how high they'll go. You know, a lot of parents throw some numbers out there. We're not signing for anything less than this. And I know Kyle's made it a point to say it would have to be life-changing money to get him to sign. Who knows what that is? I mean, I can't crawl inside his head or his parents and know for sure. I know he's battled some injuries this year. He's at a new high school this year. I know he's got the kind of tools that he will be playing baseball for a living, if that's this year or if that's in 3 years. Because, you know, in college baseball, you go to class, you go to one class, you're locked into that school for 3 years or until you're 21 years old. Mm-hmm. So it's a big decision for the Dean family. And it's going to have major repercussions on the BYU baseball program. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what transpires. The draft is the first week of June, and so we're going to know pretty quick. I know Kyle has committed to play up in Alaska in the Summer League, which is one of the better Summer League baseball wood bat leagues. And he said he's coming to BYU in the fall, so hopefully that happens. I mean, you certainly can't fault a kid if you know, the kind of numbers that are thrown out there that can be offered. You certainly couldn't question him for that too. But I know all Cougar fans are hoping that he'll be in BYU Blue this coming spring.
Well, yeah, Jacob Hanneman, going back to you know what he signed, he was a third round draft pick, and right. Got a cool million signing bonus. That's $264,000 over the slot value for a Cubs third round pick because he was that 5-tool player. I can only, oh man, I wonder if $1 million to me, maybe in this day and age isn't a whole lot, but I mean, that seems like pretty life changing to me. But you know, Cameron lives a pretty high life, so he's like, yeah, $1 million? Nah, man. It's got to be something bigger than that. But I mean,
well,
wouldn't
you
say that?
Jacob had some negotiating power too, because remember, he was a return missionary, so he was 21, but he just finished his sophomore year.
Oh, yeah.
So he could have come back and played at BYU another year, and I think, knowing Hanneman and knowing the way he had progressed during that first year, I mean, he could have come back and really demanded some bigger numbers after another year of baseball.
So Kyle doesn't have that type of bargaining chip? He doesn't have
He wouldn't ask. Well, again, he's locked in until he's either finished his junior year or is 21 mm-hmm. years old. I don't think there's any mission. The difference with Hanneman, of course, he served the mission. So he was 21 when he came back. You know, Kyle Dean's going to be, you know, there's no missions in his plans right now. So, you know, he'd be at BYU for 3 years.
So what advantage does Kyle have for coming to BYU for 3 years? Obviously, there is going to be some money potentially offered him. He wants life-changing money. Why would he turn that down to come to BYU? Obviously, probably to develop, to increase in value, and probably move up the draft. Is that one of the positives for Stan?
I think that is the positive, as well as the experience. You know, I think he wants the BYU experience.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the kid very well. But I think he, you know, that must be what he's looking at. He's looking to improve himself. He's looking to improve the quality of his of baseball. You know, Coach Littlewood's been on him since, you know, he was a freshman sophomore type, and I know he respects Coach Littlewood, and I think that's a big part of it. I know Kyle's dad is a graduate of BYU, so he, you know, they are aware of the BYU experience. But I think it was, you know, I don't think there was any pressure put on by his parents. I think he, you know, he could have gone to any school in the nation. There's no doubt about that. And you know, I'm thankful that he chose BYU, and I hope we see him in BYU Blue, and it will really seriously help the program.
Brent, we appreciate you coming on our airwaves, giving us great insight into BYU baseball program. We will get online right away. I'm going to get Cameron a nice bench for his picnics. He's, okay. He's building a house up on the mountain, Draper Mountain. Mm-hmm. He needs one of these.
Okay, good. You just drop me a note, text me, whatever. We can help out with that.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brent.
Okay, guys. Have a great night.